Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The president out now, not next week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Democrats ready to move forward today.
This is scary where this goes, because this is more than about impeaching the president of the United States. This is about canceling the president and canceling all the people you guys disagree with.
And hours after Republican Congressman Jim Jordan spoke, YouTube suspended the president's account for a week, adding to Twitter and Facebook bans. He calls impeachment a hoax again.
And is causing tremendous anger and division and pain, far greater than most people will ever understand.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, President Trump's second impeachment in the House expected to be fast and furious, with the final vote planned later today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president needs to be removed immediately.
The president's actions demonstrate his absolute inability to discharge the most basic and fundamental powers and duties of his office.
At least five GOP members, including the third-ranking Republican Liz Cheney, expected to approve a single article, incitement of insurrection, the impeachment vote coming 1 week after the Capitol riot that left five people dead. Dave?
Rachel, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says
the wrongdoers will be held responsible.
Rosen says since the attack,
more than 70 individuals have been criminally charged. We've opened more than 170 investigations.
And there's more security outside the Capitol now and metal detectors inside in front of the entrances to the House chamber. At around 1 o'clock this morning in Indiana, a murderer who had no last words was executed. Lisa Montgomery is the first woman put to death in a federal prison since 1953. The Supreme Court shot down her mental health appeal.
Her lawyer said the government stopped at nothing in its zeal to kill this damaged and delusional woman. Montgomery was convicted of killing a pregnant woman in Missouri, then cutting her baby from the womb and claiming it was her own.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
The same day the U.S. set a new record for coronavirus deaths, more than 4,300, a push to vaccinate people faster.
We are releasing the entire supply we have for order by states, rather than holding second doses in physical reserve.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, something President-elect Biden already said he would do once he takes office. The federal government is also urging states to make COVID vaccines available to anyone 65 and over and for those younger with medical conditions. And there are more sites being set up.
COVID-19 vaccines could be coming to an arena near you as states think big to get more shots in arms. Texas will use mass hubs in football stadiums and fairgrounds to ramp up vaccinations. The University of Connecticut's football stadium will be that state's first large site. Arizona is using the home of the Arizona Cardinals for 24-hour vaccinations, hoping to give 6,000 shots to people a day. Disneyland will be Orange County, California's first super point of dispensing and comes as that state has a surge in cases. Neighboring Nevada is replacing its vaccine distribution plan, lowering the age to 70 and concurrently vaccinating high-risk groups. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
When President Trump spoke out against impeachment as a hoax again, he was in Texas.
In his first public appearance since the U.S. Capitol attack, President Trump took a victory lap of sorts along a portion of the U.S.-Mexico border.
They said it couldn't be done, and we got it done.
The president toured part of the wall in South Texas and even autographed it, while also touting his other immigration measures.
We removed nearly 20,000 gang members from the United States. We have ended the immigration chaos and reestablished American sovereignty.
More than 450 miles have now been built.
That's Fox's Casey Stiegel on Wall Street. Stock futures down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday. It is ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey with our weather, brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, for all your financial needs, it's Busey at Busey, B-U-S-E-Y.com. Good morning, Diane.
Morning, Stevie. On the 13th day of January, we've got a high of 42. I love that.
Yeah.
Winds will pick up. We've got up to 20-mile-an-hour winds coming our way later, and a low 30 into the evening tonight. A few more clouds tomorrow, and then some precipitation that could happen Thursday into Friday, and actually some snow showers mentioned in the forecast on Friday also. But still, a high of 36 for Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, I heard my phone going at 5:07. It was from State Senator Chapin Rose. We are still voting all night. Do you want a live update?
Oh, nice. So, thanks for thinking of us, Chapin.
I said, how about 7:05? He said, dude, I'll be asleep. So I caught up with Chapin an hour ago, and I asked the question, how are you, and what's happening?
Stevie, literally all night. A little after 3 a.m., the Democrats dropped an almost 800-page amendment, kid you not, like 767 pages or something, to defund the police. And 58 minutes later, they started floor debate on it. Okay? Stevie, not one person in that chamber can honestly tell you what was in that bill. Okay? I have no idea what was in that bill. There have been versions for the last 72 hours. There have been amendments. There have been things put in, things taken out, right? But when you drop almost 800 pages on less than an hour's notice and start debating it, there wasn't one single senator out of 59 that had a first clue what was actually in that bill. They might have had a general idea. They might have had a general idea that some things were in it, some things weren't in it, but they didn't know what was in it completely. I can promise you that. And I'll give you an example. A little this weekend, they added language in one of the drafts to basically decriminalize all drugs. Okay? Not pot. Okay? All of them. Heroin, crack, meth, all of it. I have no idea, Stevie J, if that provision is still in it or if that provision was taken out of it. So I stood with law enforcement. I stood with the men and women in blue. I voted no, but I also stood for common sense that just says you don't damn vote for a bill on less than an hour's notice when a bill's almost 800 pages long and not one person in the room can tell you truthfully that they have any clue what's in it.
What's changed, Chapin? I mean, you don't normally do business like this, or do you in Illinois?
Well, this is what you call the lame duck session, Stevie, where all the stuff comes out, right? All the things that uncover of darkness, literally. Like, you know, here we are at 4 o'clock in the morning, Stevie, okay? And here's the nut. Right after this finished, they dropped an almost 300-page healthcare overhaul that's going to be billions, you know, potentially $1 billion or $2 billion in extra costs. But again, in less than, I think that was maybe an hour and 45 minutes notice, 300 pages, nobody who voted for it has a clue what's in it. So I'm just telling you, Stevie, lame duck sessions are crazy. The only positive thing that's happened in this whole thing is that the House killed Governor Pritzker's $500 million tax increase that he tried. And that's nothing. Here we are, lame duck. Governor Pritzker, who got defeated by the voters in November for the progressive tax, brought another $500 million tax yesterday out of nowhere. And the Senate or the House killed that, fell 10 votes shy today, which was good news for us. But then, guess what? They're coming back at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The new General Assembly is supposed to be sworn in at noon to the House in 2 hours. They're coming back in 2 hours.
Well, I don't know what to say, except that I guess it's kind of like health care, the federal health care that said, well, you have to sign it to find out what's in it. You've got the same situation with law enforcement. So you can't even, you got to get some sleep, State Senator Chapin Rose, but you can't tell police right now what the heck's in it. So I guess over time we're going to learn. But if you make police officers personally liable for their actions during the day, even if they make a split-second mistake in somebody else's opinion, they can be sued, have to hire their own lawyer, anonymous tips can get them in trouble. That certainly isn't still there, I hope.
No idea, Stevie. No idea.
Wow.
Once again, I mean, this is absolutely, I mean, first of all, it's just disrespectful to the men and women in blue who put their lives on line every day to do something of this magnitude, of this order, that could impact them in so many different ways on, you know, 800 pages and less than an hour's notice. That's just disrespectful. It also, you know, could completely endanger, you know, the safety of our communities. And, you know, again, I don't know. I mean, I walked out. After the healthcare thing, I just walked out. I'm like, this is nuts. I mean, if they want to keep voting for crap, they can keep voting for crap. But they won't know what's in it, Stevie. They will not know what's in it. So,
what do you suggest?
It was 5 a.m. in the morning. We've been there all night. It was 5 a.m. in the morning. You know, after my, after the healthcare thing with the 300 pages, you know, I'm just like, that's it. You know, no one knows what's in these bills. Anyway, I'm going to go back, I guess, in a couple hours. I don't know.
What can we do? I mean, we're all pretty frustrated by that kind of a system, and we just... What's ironic, didn't the Black Caucus endorse this bill? Weren't they behind? Ironically, isn't this going to hurt more Black Americans than anything? You take away police. I mean, you talk to the people in the neighborhood, they want police to be there. They need a 911 response.
Yeah, I Steve, there's a great phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? I cannot say anything bad about anybody's intentions on these bills. But, I mean, given everything that's happened in the last year and whatnot, I can't impugn the motives, you know, the intentions, any of that. But, gosh dang it. I mean, as Bill Black used to say, when you let the process work, it works really well. It might take some time, and you might be frustrated and aggravated. It doesn't happen immediately. When you let people work through the committee process and the structure of meetings and hearings and discussions amongst all the parties, you can get to something that is good for society and moves society forward. When you jam something through in the middle of the night, it just never works out.
We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. You need some sleep, and then you got to go back. But we appreciate you at least illuminating what the heck's going on, because without Chapin Rose, I'm not sure we'd have known today. So thank you.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Thanks, brother. But listen, tell your friends, your listeners, call the House members, demand they vote no. I can tell you right now, Calkins and, you know, Halbrook, Marin, they're definitely going to be voting no. But call Carol Ammons. You know, this is her baby. This is her idea. You know, she. You know, ask her what's in it. Ask Carol
Nobody.
If she's read every page.
No, nobody's done that. And so this is again. It's already voted on, though. It's done, isn't it?
No, the Senate voted on it tonight. It goes back to the House. They're coming back in at 8 a.m. and they're going to take up votes tomorrow. Well, like in an hour and 45 minutes, basically.
Okay. All right, Chapin, get some sleep. Thank you, sir, for the check-in. We appreciate you. Let's touch base soon.
Thanks, brother.
All right, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
About an hour ago.
Wow.
About six, I talked to him. How can you justify anything like that? I mean, I'm sure it happened on the Republican side if they were ever in control, where you kind of get stuff through without proper time, I guess. Of course, when were the Republicans ever in charge in Illinois? I guess back in the 90s, maybe in the 80s. Anyway, something so important as defunding police, don't you think we ought to kind of discuss it? Let the public have a little input? 3 a.m., they just shove stuff through? They have no idea what's in it. The people that wrote it kind of have an idea, but they probably don't know the whole picture. But just think about this. You go to work as a police officer. You're working at 7 p.m. and you're done at 7 a.m. Like our law enforcement honoree, Colin D. Decker, the other day. So you make a traffic stop and something happens. You have to wrestle with them because they're being violent or something. And the guy, the person in the car hurts their shoulder. And they sue the police officer, and you've got to hire your own personal attorney. That's my understanding of what was there before, and I don't know what the bill is either. But obviously, every police officer in the state's going, wait a minute. This is hard enough. We get blamed for everything. We're the devil. This is wrong. I just don't think there's, and maybe the intention is good. I don't know, but how can you justify the phone ringing? And there's who's coming out at 3 a.m. if you have a problem? If you call 911, there's no what the police are the only thing that separate us from taking action ourselves, right? What else is there? You can chime in 359-2255.
Jim has done, and he has a picture of the state of Illinois 101st General Assembly Senate vote with the yeas and nays represented here. The yeas had 32 and the nays had 23 in voting. And he has a picture of how, you know, the person representing you voted. And then he says this is 100% why citizens shouldn't trust politicians and storm Capitol buildings. This is on them, not on us citizens. And then Carol Adams claimed to have written that original bill.
Well, then I guess you should call Representative Ammons. I mean, again, we got to be able to discuss. And I would ask Carol Ammons, is it better if you have a society with no police? Or what does policing look like on the far left? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to know.
Right.
I mean, because you understand that if you don't get anybody to call and somebody's breaking down your door, you're going to shoot them or do something because you've got to stop them and protect your family. Usually the police would come and intervene on something like that.
Saying Coles County Sheriff the other night said 80% of his officers are resigning if this bill passes.
Well, I think who would be a police officer you know what attorney's fees can cost? It's not cheap. And so you can lose everything as a police. That's crazy talk.
I
don't know what's in it.
I mean, I guess as producer, we can reach out to Carol and
I'm happy to talk to anybody. Right. I just want to say, I don't know. Tell me, explain, get me on the page here. I think we have such a divide. I doubt if I would ever agree with much of the far left, but I'm willing to talk. I'd rather do that than fight. Check your sports.
Okay, and Jim said I didn't say should storm Capitol.
No. We know we don't want to do that. That's wrong. We don't want to take. No, that's not what we should be doing. If you peacefully protest, you don't storm anything. That's
right.
My opinion.
Right. But we're not getting anything done because negotiations aren't happening, and we don't know what to do. And that's the frustration point that people are at right now.
No, there's no doubt about it.
And we're what, 7 days away of a quote-unquote peaceful transition?
Well, and a healing America. And while they're doing a snap impeachment of Donald Trump, we're supposed to heal.
All right, let me hit some Big Ten scores. Number 7, Michigan State over number 9, Wisconsin, 77-54.
Michigan, not Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
Michigan, it was
Wolverine.
Good. Michigan State's not as good.
Thank
as
you.
Michigan is the man. They were up 62-26 at half over a really good Wisconsin team.
Okay. And then number 20, Virginia Tech beat number 19, Duke. We also had Oklahoma State beating number 6, Kansas, 75-70 yesterday. Northwestern and number 21, Ohio State tonight. That's who we'll face Saturday at 11. And yes, I did not wear my orange and blue today because number 14, our Illini taking on Nebraska is not happening.
Yeah, because of COVID problems in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The Husker team, that's right.
Have you recently reviewed your business technology needs to make sure they're right fit and competitively priced and that your service partners there when you call. Call Watts Copy Systems to help. 352-0428.
Greg and the team, good guys over there. Partly cloudy skies this morning, and winds will gust up to 20 mile an hour as the day wears on. Our low into the evening tonight, 30, 42, the high again tomorrow. Starting out nice, and then a 40% chance of precipitation with a low 29 late. That could be some snow in the forecast with a high 36, low 26 on Friday. Currently 31, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. We welcome your input at 359-2255. Got a great Stever offer where I give you my money, you spend it, and keep it.
I love it.
Yeah, stand by for this one. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target is reporting a strong holiday quarter with comparable sales up more than 17% from a year ago. Investors are waiting for major corporations to report earnings this week. Tomorrow, Delta Airlines is expected to report steep losses and offer a weak business outlook. Barron's Magazine says Delta isn't even close to making money. It's likely Delta will report sales down 67% from a year ago and a loss of $2 billion in the holiday quarter. As bad as that sounds, Delta lost $2.5 billion in the summer quarter. The pandemic is cutting into the business of chicken chain El Pollo Loco. It's been dealing with reduced hours and temporary closures. Restaurant sales declined in the recent quarter. And General Motors has revealed a concept car that's a self-driving flying Cadillac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sarah Champaign is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's executive manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champaign, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our four fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit sarahchampaign.com. That's S-E-R-R-A champagne.com. Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email, and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Jeff Facer, great guy. Okay, you want to hear this one. Listen carefully.
If you're tired of running the vacuum, knocking over stuff, dusting, dogs barking, call Ram Clean. They're local. They are a top-rated cleaning service focused on quality and speed of service. As one of the fastest-growing local house cleaning companies in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois, Ram Clean has a team of highly trained professionals who will clean your whole house quickly and efficiently. Ram Clean Cleaning Service. Go to ramclean.com.
That is our brand new Stever. So this is the program where I give you my money and suggest you go certain places. Yesterday was Jet's Pizza, getting some good feedback from that already. So today it's Ram Clean. Here's your deal. I'm going to give you $200. Now, it might not cover it. Maybe it'll cover it. $200 toward a cleaning, and maybe it's part of the house. Maybe it's the whole house. Well, talk to Amy, who's kind of coordinates everything, and Ashley, wonderful people. Charlie Ramshaw, the Ramshaw family. That's them. It's local, so that's huge for me because it's number one question when you talk about anything in your home is who are they?
Right.
I mean, right. You have all kinds of small cleaning teams.
You're right.
That you've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
Or may or may not be from Champaign-Urbana.
Right. Right.
I feel good about the Ramshaw family. And so I trust RamClean because Charlie Ramshaw is a great guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love the Ramshaws.
Oh, yeah. Very community-oriented.
Christy is the number one recruiter in Dancing with the Stars history.
Supporting Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club last 10 years.
She's the only recruiter, but I think we got one more in us coming up in November, maybe.
Excellent.
The 10th one.
But very invested in our community, Ramshaw family. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. If you would like me to clean your apartment or your home, I'll take care of that money for you. So they'll come. What we'll do is we'll have you text in Ramshaw, RamClean, just to let me know you want this. 359-2255. We'll connect with you later. And I doubt if you've ever used them. I don't know how many people use a cleaning service. But as again, I quote Napoleon Dynamite.
How many of us have wanted to use the cleaning service?
I feel a duty to have it done in my house, and I will, because I won't laugh.
I had a friend say it. I got to clean before the cleaning team gets here.
What that means, let me translate that. That means you straighten up to give them counter space to clean and all that.
Gotcha.
You straighten up.
Right.
You're not cleaning. Let them do the cleaning, because that's what they do, and then afterwards you say, okay, gosh, was it good?
So
the deal is this. You have to call for an appointment within 7 days. And then when you're done, and you can say, hey, do $200 worth or do the whole house. And say, okay, that'll be $350. Okay, I owe you $150. That's how it'll work. And maybe it's less and you don't get any credit or anything, but it's $200 toward a cleaning. I thought that should cover most. I think average homes are $130 or so. And they have a $99 express deal.
Okay, nice.
Three people come in and a whirlwind in an hour and a half for $99. That's pretty good.
That sounds awesome.
So, but this is a one-time hit. It isn't a two-time deal. It's one-time $200. You don't get to say, I'm going to split it. No, it's one time. All right, so 359-2255. Text in Ram Clean or Ramshaw or something if you're interested in me taking care of some cleaning from people you can trust in your home.
Nice.
All right, 359-2255. I will pay the cleaning, and you will like it. I haven't done that one. I haven't dusted over there for a while. No, it's okay. I understand. And, you know, if you have dogs, then you really know.
Well, and this is the perfect time of year to get Ram Clean on your radar, because so many people want a fresh start, have been doing organizing, and, you know, we can move the piles over here and get this area going, and it feels so much better.
And you say, hey, I'd like you to do the floors, and they can bring their own stuff. You got Central Vac, they can do that.
Right.
I
mean,
they'll do
the long extension for above the curtains and where all those cobwebs are.
Yeah, so let's Stevie J pay a cleaning for you. It's a nice time to do it, and then you can say, you know, maybe we can we can't afford this.
Ram Clean, 359-2255.
Text in right now. That is your Stever offer of the day. Okay, CMI knows that your business needs help with keeping walkways and parking lots free of ice. Got some stuff coming. I think it's kind of a mixed bag, it looks like, toward the weekend. Stay winter ready with ice melt. Ice melt products from CMI. Don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film that the ice melt causes indoors. It'll protect and extend the life of your floor, keep it looking shiny and new. Find out about all their products at cmiclean.com. Give them a call, 359-6262 or cmiclean.com. All right, again, Ram Clean, Ramshaw, you text me that. I'll know you're interested in the cleaning that I'm paying for, 359-2255. And we'll be right back at 729. An incredible event will be happening in January, and you'll want to be part of it. Finding the Dream coming up with Lifeline Connect January 30th. It'll be 6 p.m., and you can be part of it. Motivational speaker, co-author of Quiet Strength, Nathan Whitaker. What are people going to hear when they watch you on the 30th, Nathan?
Well, we're going to talk about living a life of significance. And what does that mean? And how is that different than living a life of success? And helping people tap into their passions, their potential, and what it means to really live out that life they were meant to live.
LifelineConnect.org. You can get all the information about this great event. Saturday, 6 p.m., January 30th. You can watch it on your screen at home and help men who are recovering through Jesus Christ and the foundation of faith. And it's an amazing program that helps men with addiction. It's LifelineConnect.org, LifelineConnect.org. Funding the Dream, support something local that changes generations. LifelineConnect.org.
Hey, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford. 2020 was tough on everyone, but there's one thing I'm grateful for this year, and that's joining Profile. Developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of losing weight, the plan is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with me every step of the way. I've lost weight, I have more energy, I feel great! If you need an extra push, you can join now and save 30% off your program. Visit ProfilePlan.com and use the access code DD.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Pence does not plan to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office through a cabinet vote, so the House will vote today on the president's impeachment for incitement of insurrection, the riot at the Capitol last week. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It is an unprecedented moment in history because the danger that he poses.
President Trump says this second impeachment is part of the continued witch hunt against him, but...
Now is the time for our nation to heal, and it's time for peace and for calm, respect for law enforcement, and the great people within law enforcement.
The president there in Alamo, Texas, celebrating new border barrier construction. His YouTube channel is now blocked from adding new videos for at least a week for violating policy against inciting violence. Viewer comments are suspended as well. He'd already been suspended by Facebook, Twitter, and other social media companies. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Brant Hansen. I can tell you, hire the best realtor around. And thankfully, in this area, we have Nate Evans. He can actually give you an immediate cash offer for your home. So highly recommend Nate Evans. Check him out online, nateevansgroup.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items. Or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather and brought to you by brought to you by Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in Allerton. Quality service close to home. AllertonRepair.com.
Nice to see the sun this morning. High 42 expected. The winds will pick up to 20 miles per hour. 30 are low into the evening tonight. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy to start with a high 41 tomorrow, dipping down to 29. And with the 40% chance of precipitation, that could change to snow showers, as we have that in the forecast Friday. I need to check and see on accumulation for Friday also. Yeah. It seems like I've heard that, depending on where you live.
I think it's the upper Midwest. Upper. So I believe Chicago, Green Bay, I mean, those kinds of places, I think are going to see some snow. I think we're mixed bag is what I understand.
I see.
Right. This is unbelievable. Winter.
Exactly.
So wonderful.
36 on Friday, low 28. 32 now on ESPN 93.5. Now, Green Bay's hosting that game, aren't they? With, is it the Rams?
Yeah, they're hosting the Rams up there. So the frozen tundra. as Lambeau Field is called,
yes,
could in fact be the frozen tundra.
So Saturday at 4:35 on Fox for that game.
Yeah, that'll be a dandy.
That's Eastern time, so that's 3:35 for us.
Yep. NFL playoffs will continue this weekend. There's a wonderful tweet from Tom Brady regarding he and Drew Brees. Because Tom Brady's 43, Drew Brees is 42 as of tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And it's the first time in NFL history you've had quarterbacks that old. A combination of 85 years.
Sure.
It's never happened. So Brady tweeted out a rendering of both of them, and they both look 70. Brady had this long beard. Drew was bald with glasses. It was hilarious.
All right.
So they're having fun, and they obviously respect the heck out of each other. Both future Hall of Famers in one game down in New Orleans. The Saints are favored by a field goal.
That's Sunday at 5:40.
5:40 Central. That's correct. 6:40 Eastern time,
Tampa
I think.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
Yeah, and listen, I'm nervous as heck. I was nervous about the Bears. Because the Bears, you know, defense can be pretty brutal, and the Bears hung in there and did a really good job.
Sure.
But you beat Tampa Bay twice. Nobody's ever beat Tom Brady twice in a year, let alone three. I mean, it'll be tough.
So just to finish the thought, Saturday at 7:15, Ravens and Bills will be in action on the AFC side. And then Sunday at 2:05, Browns and Chiefs. Imagine if Cleveland knocked out Kansas City. I mean, it's highly unlikely, but you just never know.
I'm telling you, Kansas City, I'd be very nervous.
Chiefs at 9.5 at this point.
Because I've always said hot will beat good. Hot will beat better. It's happened before. Is Cleveland hot? I mean, are they the team that's,
right.
They can beat you when they're like that.
I know.
So we'll see. Okay, so Carolyn has texted us. What is the purpose of the police bill? Well, I mean, people want to defund police. They want to take money away from police departments. I think that side believes they don't do a good job. They're racist. They're biased. Maybe racist is too strong, but they're biased toward people of color. And so they want to... I'm not sure why you defund. The natural consequence of that is more crime. And you can show all the stats in the cities, up 167%, mm-hmm. up 89%, up 200%. There's more crime if there's less police.
Okay, I've got kind of the summary of House Bill 163.
Based on what? I mean, we don't know anything. Chapin Rose, state senator who left there at 5 a.m., has no clue.
Well, this is one of our police friends who had summed it up.
But they had an amendment at 3 a.m.
Oh.
This has all changed. I mean, it's based on what we knew 2 days ago. And I think what I want to know is the personal liability that will force police to leave, is that still in there?
Well, that's what he led with on some of the things that are in here. Eliminates qualified immunity for police officers, making them personally liable on civil suits.
That you watch the police. They're gonna think of somebody who's been in there 15 years. Not quite enough for the pension. I think 20 is the first level. So you have 15 years. You got a pension at 20, and now if you make an error, you could be personally could be sued. You have to, not the department, not the city, you got to hire your own attorney and pay that. Well, you wouldn't put, first of all, anybody can sue anybody. You hurt me. Well, I didn't touch. Yeah, you did. Okay, sue me. And there'll be lawyers that take that.
Well, and no contractual language regarding discipline or discharge procedures for police officers. Also eliminates officers' rights to collective bargaining, creating a special class of public employee in rights in Illinois that can only negotiate their wages and benefits. Allows officers to be disciplined based on anonymous and unsubstantiated and unverifiable complaints.
Carolyn just wrote back, it doesn't make sense. Okay, you're on my page.
Right, and we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg on some of this stuff.
Let me just say this. What if I called Centennial High School and I said, I want to remain anonymous because I'm afraid, but this teacher did XYZ, and then that teacher would go on suspension. Is that fair?
Not at all.
No way. Come on, guys. I mean, really. That's what an An anonymous tip, huh?
And then mandates that unverified complaints be kept with no time limit and no removal and no limits when it may be removed.
I guess if you have a bad experience with police, I'm really trying to understand. If you have a bad experience with police, they were heavy-handed. They were rude. They were like the Gestapo. You know, you're thinking, we got to do something about this because they're too heavy-handed. I mean, that some people have that perspective. I do not. But I haven't had a bad experience with police, and those that have, and they're in power now, they need to get rid of it. And again, what does it look like? Folks, unfortunately, you got some bad people. You got some evil people. You got people that shouldn't be in society because they've got serious problems.
Well, and unfortunately, we have a lot of people who have parents who are absent and don't treat respect for authority. And yes, sir. This also says mandates the use of body cameras by all departments for every officer, but does not include money to pay for the cameras.
I don't know what to say, except this is just not the right direction. I mean, you know, whatever the intention is.
Eliminates cash bail while enacting multiple benefits for people convicted of committing crimes.
What does that mean? It means you can just get out? They're going to release you without a bail, I suppose. That must be it. Okay, I don't know. I just know it's wrong, and it isn't the right thing to do. You want to train them better? You want to... Whatever, that's... I'm okay with trying to... make it an all-African-American force? I don't know. I mean, I don't really care what color you are. If you've got honesty and integrity, what difference does that make? Nothing. It's just really hard because we're all human. All this emotion. It is just unbelievable. I just know that the police have gotten a raw deal based on really bad verbiage that isn't true. They're getting painted in the corner. Texter says, I understand that's a way for Madigan to stay in power, that Black Caucus will back him now. To put forth a bill that defunds the police. I don't know, folks. I love Illinois, but man, oh man, how many people are thinking, I don't know about a residency here anymore. I don't know. And that's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
That you're driven to that point. The great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln. The land of Lincoln. And we've got such a political system that has been so poorly executed. You really can't. The debt we have, the mismanagement we've had, the deals we've made, mostly north of I-80. I think we can agree we've got kind of a different culture politically north of I-80.
For sure.
And us, you know, little pink counties, except now for Champaign County, but most of the counties south are pink.
Yes.
They're not blue. They're pinkish red.
Uh-huh.
Kind of looking like Indiana.
That's right.
So there's been thought, and people have tried to say, why don't we make Chicago another state? Well, it's two more Democratic senators, I guess. But I think South would have two Republican senators, so kind of balance out that way. All right, you want to chime in? You're welcome. 359-2255. 359-2255.
I know you mentioned Mike Madigan, and of course he's on our radar too because of the 60 votes this week, right?
Yeah, he has 51. And so he said, okay, you guys pick somebody else, have your vote, but I'm not resigning, I'm not withdrawing, but you try. And then the Democrats said, oh, what a leader. He put the best interest of the caucus ahead of us. When in reality, he'll swoop in, unite everybody, and get his 60. That's my prediction. Forget the whole ComEd thing, the scandal that he's in the middle of. Yeah, that's old news. Quit being such an ageist. He's 78. You're picking on an old guy, right? Brian says, you get what you tolerate. Uh-huh.
Heard that before from Coach Mike Ditka.
You get what you tolerate. But this whole censorship and, you know, banning and canceling, let me just ask you this. You know, you get rid of Donald Trump, you impeach him, you convict him in the Senate, and then he can't run again. That's the whole point. Do you think the feeling of being drawn to somebody like Donald Trump will go away? The massive frustration and the unfairness that 75 million people that voted for him feel. Will that feeling just go away, or are you trying to kind of stamp it out? I would suggest that probably isn't going to work. What seems to work is feeling like you're got a voice and that you have a say in all of this. And when you stop feeling that, frustration grows. That's why you got Donald Trump in 2016. I mean, you got Madonna talking about dreaming of blowing up the White House the day after he was inaugurated. How's that doing for the healing and the unification of stuff? Come on. It's hard for me to imagine the stuff we're talking about now in my America. It is just dizzying. You're going to be kidding. No police, no borders, no prisons. It's 745 359 2255. Oh, by the way, our Stever offer is I'm cleaning your house. $200 toward it anyway from our local guys, Ram Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to tell you what I think of them because I'm going to try it.
Right.
I've got to get that booked. I'm not taking one of the five spots here, of course. I'm doing five of these this morning. But I
want that. I'm
our whole staff.
I'm taking
like
Diane's
it.
Got one. I got one.
Trevor's got
No. We're getting this in addition to the five I'm actually paying for. It's not going to be mine on this deal. It's all you.
That's right.
All right. So 359-2255. You text in Ram Clean or Ramshaw because it's a Ramshaw family, Charlie Ramshaw. And if you want this, I'll pay $200 toward a nice cleaning for your home, apartment. All good. Okay. All right, 745.
Hey, everybody, Jay Lehman here. If you're in need of a new washer, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign has you covered. They've got laundry pairs that are on sale and in stock. Maybe you're thinking you missed out on their big New Year sale. Well, it's not too late. Quantities are still available, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World always guarantees the best deal with a free 10-year warranty. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, located off I-74 on Neal Street, or online at appliance-world.com.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. All right, here is a sports headline for you, Diane Ducey.
We had Michigan beating Wisconsin 77-54 yesterday, so number 7 over number 9 is something we expect. But number 20, Virginia Tech beating number 19, Duke, was a little bit of an upset, 74-67. And Oklahoma State, 75-70 winners over number 6, Kansas. I always get confused. Is that Bruce?
Bruce is Kansas State.
Okay, thank you.
And Bill Self is Kansas.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We'll have Northwestern at number 21 Ohio State tonight, in case you'd like to watch that. We've got Ohio State Saturday with an 11 a.m. tip, and we've got a postponement we're facing tonight. So the Huskers in Nebraska had some COVID-19 positive cases. So number 14, Illini. Next up, Ohio State. The Bulls game was postponed against the Celtics. Pacers over Golden State's Warriors yesterday. The NHL season begins. Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup in 2020. They'll be facing our Chicago Blackhawks at 7, and at 9:30, it's the St. Louis Blues and Colorado Avalanche. So Lon will be up late tonight watching.
Yeah,
that.
I bet he will. Okay, lots of texts here to get to. Yes. By the way, Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, are 8:05 this morning, normally 7:35 on Wednesday. But they're coming up right after the top of the hour. Stand by for Ed Martin.
All right.
Let's check your weather, brought to you by Dogtown Heating and Air, servicing residents of Paxton, Urbana, and surrounding areas. DogtownHeatingandAir.com.
Up to 42, 30 hour low tonight, partly cloudy conditions. The winds will pick up to 22 miles per hour. We've got a high 42 tomorrow, down to 29. The chance of precipitation late and overnight. On Friday, we're expecting a high of 35, low 28. And snow showers are mentioned. 31 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Jeff Messman with Mulder Financial Group in Champaign, and would love to help you with your upcoming home purchase or refinance. Mulder Financial Group is unique. We have the lending power of big banks, but with a small town approach of getting to know our customers and their unique mortgage needs. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 1413211. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA-certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy-duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast, quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470.
Yeah, sometimes you do wake up and you go, not 100%. But then, of course, the first thought is, I've got corona and I'm going to kill everybody. That's kind of your first thought. It's going to be, sequestered in your basement and drop food through the chute. If you want to know, rapid COVID-19 testing is now available at Campus Town Urgent Care. They're at Green and Wright in Champaign, 631 East Green, right there at the corner. About a 9-iron, should be a wedge, but probably 9-iron for me from the alma mater. I don't think I can get a 9-iron there anymore. Anyway, get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura of Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. And during the pandemic, patient insurance covered. You can ask all your details when you go or set up an appointment. But you do need an appointment. And you have to do it quick and easy online. Never leave your car. Results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center. You can book your time. Stop missing work, waiting around for days. Sometimes you go get that thing in the mall and it's like 3 days or 6 days. One time it was like 8 days. Anyway, find out now. covedtest.center. Book your time for rapid COVID testing. Campus Town Urgent Care. covedtest.center. What's good for Steve? How about a little Who? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's our friend Steve Suderman. I got a lot of texts to get to. Stand by. Steve Suderman is at Good Vibes. You shop at Good Vibes because they're so darn good at what they do. They stand by everything. They can put in your man cave. You can get dish. You can get all the speakers. You got it all, my friend.
Well, if we don't have it all, we've got 90% of it. And you mentioned dish. Just if anybody's been thinking about it or on the fence, today is the last day to lock in 2020 pricing. The only thing good about 2020 pricing is it's going to be $5 less than 2021. Okay.
All right, tomorrow.
So we'll get that
$5 less a month, $60 a year. Come on.
It's $60. It's and same for the second year because they lock their pricing for 2 years. So that's the only people that do that. Football is starting to get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool that Cleveland is a contender.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. No, that's right. That's right.
I had a grade school playmate who was a famous Cleveland Brown. So I've always sort of watched them a little bit when they were worth watching, which has hardly ever happened. But, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, the Illini, it's all much better on a bigger TV.
People are going that way, right? And you got deals that are crazy good at 65 and 75 inch, right?
What we care about from LG are the OLEDs and Sony as well. So that's going to be the go-to. You come in here, we're going to show you those things, no matter what you can afford. We want you to see those because I got one now. I can truly say I'm buying my own pitch here, but I love it. I'm over the moon with it. We've also got the stuff that's more promotional. We're going to bring back that 75-inch, $749, $10 per inch TV. We won't have a lot of them, but, it's a pretty impressive thing. Sony, we're getting orders filled that I wrote in October. They're finally starting to fill in the backlog from stuff. The only company that's out there kind of lagging a little bit, Samsung's not going to break their deals till next week. They're going all the way to the 25th before they kind of show their claws. We will have some Samsung deals, but I can't even hint at them. Can't put them on the website yet, but we're unofficially green-lighted from LG to at least talk about the deals. And they're going to be $100 off on the cheaper models,
yeah,
and $200 off on the higher models. And it's not, they're not like 50% off or anything, but it's enough to matter. And it's, of course, we have free financing. We've got free delivery. So it's, better than Amazon as far as that goes, because we can set it up, fix it, and all that.
And you support local. I am about local. Local, local, local. Steve Suderman is local at Good Vibes. They got it all. The CES going on. Are you doing that online now? It's not in Vegas right now because they had...
Yeah, Zoom. Well, Zoom CES.
That's kind of different.
Virtual rooms.
Kind of different, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Any breakthroughs that you've
I've been to virtual campaigns before, virtual conventions before.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sugar-free something, you know?
All right. How do people get hold of you?
Look at our website at gvibes.com and know that there will be some prices that are lower than that next week on there that I can't show yet. But you can call me up at 351-0909 or visit our store at 2010 Round Barn.
Yeah, I got a guy. His name is Steve Suderman.
That's
good work,
right,
my friend.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, buddy. All right, do you want to work with a real estate agent that has buyers lined up? Let me tell you about Pete. Pete had moved to Florida, and he had a home he's trying to sell. And you know, Pete had it listed with several people.
Right.
And it took a couple of years and nothing. So he found Nate Evans at the Nate Evans Group. True story. And so Nate's people came in, and they had, with this particular home, they had virtual remodels and cost estimates. And... this now, several years now with other agents, Nate Evans had it sold in one day at $282,000 one day. That's impressive.
It's Nate's highly effective coming soon program that creates this anticipation for your home. And oftentimes offers are made the very first day the home hits the market or even before. And talk about getting top dollar. Reach out today. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, Nate Evans at 217-239-7113, 239-7113, or online, Nate Evans Group.com. That's nativeinsgroup.com. Start packing.
These days, business as usual is anything but. Through Busey Bank's financial relief program, we're offering help to business owners along with individuals and families in this time of need. We're in this together, and we're here to support the vibrant communities we're honored to serve. To learn more, visit busey.com/financial relief program or contact our team at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Busey, your partner today and for generations to come. Member FDIC.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Lennox system dealer. With a BBB A+ rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any make or model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Welcome back, Illini fans. For a limited time at Jet's Pizza, choose between a small salad, any classic sub, deli boat, Jet's bread with dipping sauce, a 4-pack of Pepsi 20-ounce bottles, or a small one-topping Detroit-style pizza. Pick any two or more and get each for $6.99. That's right, pick two or more for just $6.99. Code MIX2. And don't forget to ask about contactless delivery. Jet's, better because it has to be.
Okay, before we get to the news, some texts coming in.
Yeah, Bridget had mentioned, even if there are good parts or points to the bill, the appearance of impropriety in pushing it forth in this fashion mere hours before new senators took the office is shady. This is incredibly unfortunate for law enforcement, especially when it's
when all the involved parties were not invited to the table to discuss the bill.
Yeah, it was a one-sided Democratic written deal. And then at 3 a.m., an amendment comes to it. Chapin Rose, state senator, who we talked to earlier this morning, said that it's 800 and some pages. Nobody has read it. We had 58 minutes to read 800 pages. We have no idea. I said, what's the latest on the immunity for police? And he says, I have no idea. It was in there where police are personally liable, meaning you can't risk your home and your family. You can't be a police officer.
So even though this passed the Senate, they still have to get
through.
They
have to get to the House, but there's 73 House members, and it's a supermajority. I mean, it's probably going to pass, and the ramifications, I would suggest, could be dire. I don't want to be an alarmist, but I got to see what's in it. I can't really know. I don't know.
Matt in Ogden said, why would we be so worried that Trump would run again if they were able to beat him so easily?
Well, there's that. We'll be right back. Glad you're listening. Ed Martin, Phyllis Schlafly Group, The Eagle Forum, and Johnny next. You're